This is Smoke Break Podcast. This is Smoke Break Podcast. This is Mo, joined today with Brandon.
How y'all doing?
Our new member.
We'll have a whole podcast episode dedicated just to the oologists.
Smoking on weed, rolling this.
Some Crenshaw.
Zigzag from Crenshaw.
The Crenshaw Blues.
Those are burning nice too.
Yeah.
And we're joined again with George Boyajian, 420 College founder. And it's a special program because we're going to be going over the latest news happening in LA. A grant first that was awarded to the city of LA, $6 million. Then a lawsuit that was filed against them by social equity groups. And then we're going to talk about the distinct case that George has against the city of Los Angeles. It's a discrimination case. But I guess we should start off by first talking about the latest news that, happened in LA. And that was $6 million that they received from the Cannabis Equity Grant Program. This was money that was given to them by the Department of Cannabis Regulations. And these funds are given to them to use for workforce development and business development for social equity applicants.
That grant was originally was supposed to help the cities, the people that, the cities that approved social equity permits for cannabis. And so there was a certain amount of money that was put aside to give to those jurisdictions to help them fund those programs, to help those people who get the licenses get on their feet. You know, so that money is supposed to be used for that program.
A lot of people can use that.
And I think there was a deadline that passed last year for the cities to apply for this grant. So you applied as a city. And Oakland got it, LA got it, San Diego got it, Sacramento got it. Pretty much most of the major cities throughout the state got it.
And social equity, you would explain it as being what is
social exactly? Equity is supposed to help. It was meant to help people that have been impacted by the war on drugs, to help them get a license. So if you were arrested for cannabis sales or production or use or whatever, that program is supposed to help you get a license. So you would apply under that social equity program and you get a license. So the cities, whoever was approving permits, are supposed to have social equity component in their ordinances to help the people that qualify for this thing to apply for these permits, retail cultivation and so on. A lot of the cities, the bigger ones who were up on it and they had a movement going on, they jumped on this thing and they did create these programs. They weren't perfect, but they did have them. And a lot of people did get into business because of social equity programs throughout the state. So yeah, a lot of people are going to hate on that program, but it did help a whole lot of people.
I remember doing marketing work for social equity, and it was with Bo Bonita's Money's group, Indica, and they would talk about how complex the issue was and that it would take time for anybody to see anything on social equity. So this was about a year ago. So to see these things move so quickly kind of surprised me. Did it surprise you, George?
Yeah, and a lot of groups jumped on the bandwagon right away. They seen the opportunity to make a name for themselves or whatever, and they jumped on it, not necessarily knowing, how the program's supposed to work, who's supposed to help, and how it's supposed to help. And so, but I don't really follow a lot of, groups like that much. Sort of do my own thing. But they were supposed to help the folks that are, and they did. A lot of people did, like I said, did get in business. And That's where we at today. But a lot of local jurisdictions screwed it up.
The premise around it, I agree, and I understand it. Reparations, people that were affected by the war on drugs, and now that the drug is legalized, could have or should have the first people like that be given an option to be in front of the line to be able to make some money off of it legally.
Well, see, and that's the interesting thing to me, man. It's because I'm not from California. You know, I'm originally from Portland, and you know, still the West Coast, still the weed game going along. Long time going strong, and I like the fact that Californians considered the people that were affected by this before it became legal, you know, that you put that through.
Well,
but LA is a big spot, you know, that's a lot of people that got put away for that.
Well, the reason why Portland and other cities didn't really do anything about social equity is because, unlike California, they didn't limit licenses. So yep. Oregon, when they first passed their Measure 91, we were doing seminars up there. Like, anyone can just walk up to the counter up there, pay the $4,000 or $5,000 fee it was, as long as you have a zoned property, and your property meets all the guidelines, and your operating plan meets all the guidelines, they give you a permit.
Yep, and the biggest part about that, Oregon, especially in early for cannabis culture, especially for the retail, is our taxes. Man, we were having some big issues with, you know, tax, the amount of people per capita, you know, large homeless community, very liberal, you know, so... helping people out, but it cost you. So that revenue was really important to us up there.
And to the people, Bonita's group, it was, and I understood it, and most people like probably they bought into it, was that it was a new green rush. It was like,
it's the 19, green
the
rush.
18, the 49, 1849 all over again. We hit gold. It's
the green rush.
Green rush.
For folks like, you know, like I said, the opportunists. The people that had seen the opportunity to do something and make money, and so they joined it. It's a green rush for the government too, because a lot of government politicians seen an opportunity to increase revenue for their city. A lot of politicians themselves seen the opportunity to fatten their own
pockets. And that's really where I think I guess what we're talking about, the issue is the politics around it, because economically we can see how it works. Business-wise, we see how it works. Mm-hmm. Idealistically, philosophically, we can rationalize with it, but politically, that's where the problem is. That lawsuit that was filed against the city of Los Angeles because you probably have more information on that, George. You've been in the area. You worked on that. You worked in LA.
I'm filing a lawsuit myself. I haven't filed it yet, but I did. And since it is the green rush, like I said, it's the green rush for the government too. And so that's why they started. Doesn't make sense to have the green rush and then put a limit on licenses, but it became to the highest bidder. Even right now, whoever's the highest bidder for one of these licenses gets a permit. And it happens all over California, including here in Fresno, which it will, including LA, which it did. A big old city like LA, they said only 200 social equity or 250 social equity applications, licenses can be granted. Well, you got 14 million people living there. Most of the city is like basically like South Central. You know what I mean? East LA, South Central, East Hollywood. I mean, other than the Beverly Hills, you know, and things like that, most of the city is a lot of, you know, ghetto. Downtown, I mean, they've been gentrifying the shit out of it, but that's a separate subject. But before that, I mean, it's ghetto. And a lot of people, you know, like the police, they're policing, you know, those impoverished areas.
Yeah.
But how do you limit to 250 licenses in a city of 14 million where it looks like most of the people in the city have been impacted by war on drugs? I would say maybe even up to 80% of the people in LA have been impacted by war on drugs.
Well, and then who out of those people gets those licenses?
Exactly. So it's a big part of that too. Bidder, right? So that's where the corruption comes in, where, you know,
as far as the numbers, you know, if you're considering the corruption, if you're considering the highest bidder factor, the easier method to control that is to limit the initial output of your licenses. You know, you give out those 200, you make sure
because that you can't do that. This isn't communism that we live in. This is capitalism that we live in. We live in a free market world.
Where I'm not saying what you should do, just saying what I think might be done.
Well, in a free market world, just because somebody gets in business, that doesn't mean you're going to stay in business. And so if you're saying only 200 people are getting a license, well, what happens when some of those people can't stay in business? What happens?
Well, they provide bad business.
Or they provide bad business and they get out of it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, that's part of a qualified industry. You know, who's there to check them?
See, the fact that they limit the license is that once those 200 are given, then they own that license. They would,
right? They own that license.
You wouldn't. It wouldn't have to be like if you wanted to get into the cannabis industry freely. He wouldn't have a chance unless somebody sold him that license.
Yeah, somebody sold that license, and then that license ends up. Those permits end up, you know, going up anywhere 10 to 15, maybe $20 million for one of those. Yep. And so,
seen it happen.
Shouldn't have been that way. You know, they should just let anybody who wants to get in business and just let the best man win.
But we had a similar issue in Oregon with the labs because there were only so many lab licenses. And you had all these cultivators cultivating and all these dispensaries dispensing, but only so many people to qualify that bud to get to. And in Oregon, we're very big on our pesticides. And that bottlenecked us really, really badly. And a lot of people got a business just because it was such a wait time to get their stuff to the lab and then to get it to a buyer who's going to take somebody else faster as a dispensary.
And it sits there in the back for a long-ass time. It doesn't get sold, so the farm goes out of business because they can't sell all the bud. I know that because my buddy was up there, Bryce, from Oregon. And he was growing up there. They had 50 acres or something. So I know that what the challenges they had. And is waiting on the test, and then the lab scoop the farmers up. So you did a harvest of 10, 20 acres, and you can't sell it to anybody because it either didn't pass the test because of some bullshit, or you just gotta wait to get your shit tested. But you're waiting, and that bud is end up, you know, fucking.
No, I actually saw a couple of companies ended up having that happen, and they also had dispensary licenses. You know, they got their investors. They did both the production and the dispensing, and because they had so long to sell a certain bud, and you know, because the laws changed, not only did their farm go down because it no longer sold what it produced, but it was directly tied to the dispensary. So both of them fell in on each other, and it's all bad. You got to think ahead. That's the big thing in this game. Got to think ahead.
Well, that's one thing our city didn't do. If they would have thought ahead, they would have, like a lot of cities, missed that social equity thing. Like Fresno didn't get a dime.
Fresno didn't get a dime? Wow.
Didn't get shit. Wow. And neither did any other city in the valley.
No,
and like
city
LA, I think, I don't know, how much did LA get? Like 3 million or 4 million?
They got a little bit over 6 million.
6 million, damn. Yeah, see? So, and then Oakland got the most, I think, right? They got like what, like 8 or some shit?
Oakland got the most.
Okay. Yeah, that's old school targeted marketing.
So the money went to the big cities.
Well, it went to the cities that were not necessarily big because there are some small cities in there that got it too.
Okay.
But it got to the cities that applied for this program on time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a deadline to apply by. Because it was a city that had to apply for the grant. So, and the ones that were up on this applied and got their money. Like, it would have been cool for a lot of it. And I've been telling a lot of little cities around Fresno County, like, guys need to finish this up. And
for the state?
Huh?
They applied for the grant with the state?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because federal ain't giving you nothing.
No. It was a state. There was Prop 64 money.
Yeah, do you have any part in the lawsuit filed against the city of LA for awarding the licenses? I think it was over.
No, not yet.
It was over phase three process.
Yeah, phase three, not yet. I myself didn't apply for social equity license because I didn't qualify. But we had six folks that were probably going to look into joining. I'm going to advise them to join this lawsuit or just wait and see what the outcome is going to be on this one, because whatever is the outcome of this case, people filed, it's going to be the same for everybody, whatever the outcome is. So it makes, I don't know if it even makes sense for them to, you know, join a lawsuit or not, because like it's not going to help them in any case. But just know that there are six more people out here, and then there's like overall 600 plus, I would say probably 1,000 some people that weren't awarded the license, that got screwed, that are interested in this. So it's interesting to see what the outcome of this is going to be. But I haven't filed yet. I filed for a damage claim a couple weeks ago because it was the social equity training contract that they didn't give me. And it's not because they didn't give it to me, it's because how it went down is what, you know, did the whole thing. Is that, you know, we have 11 years, I myself have 11 years experience in this industry, in this economy here in California, and as well as Oregon and Washington. I know both of those states real well, because we were doing seminars in Oregon in 2014, and we did seminars in Washington in 2013. So I've been in this business helping people throughout, like we're familiar, me, myself, and the people that I work with, you know, we're familiar with all these.
You've seen the models, copy-pasted.
And when California created theirs, I was right there. And then, not just that, but I want what's mine.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so if people want to read more, they can go on to the 420college.org blog post. That's where you can read about the discrimination lawsuit. Thanks, George. Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to cbdandhempwarehouse.com.